Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, August 26th. 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Aho slash J-Ho slash Alex slash Jason. slash Niner 925. So happy Friday, everybody. I hope everyone's, all your dreams come true this weekend. You know, whatever your weekend dreams might be. You got some honey-dos around the house, Vin?
I got some stuff to get done. I mean, I'll be busy. I do know that, you know, my lifestyle has changed considerably. Like I told you, yesterday, my kid went to, no, 2 days ago, my kid went to her first day of school. Yesterday, she was homesick. So we're sort of living that. That's our life right now. We're that family. There's not a lot of great adventures happening. It's very, and I know that. I'm not tripping on it, but I think when I try to tell stories and people write in, dude, you got to go find something to do. Well, I'd love to.
Yeah. Are you going to come babysit?
Yeah. Because you watch I have kids. How about that? I don't know what to tell you. This is what you want to. Let me tell you something. I'm giving you a look at what having kids is. Hello.
Fair warning.
Yeah.
Well,
jerkos.
The thing with kids, too, you can have adventures, and it is an adventure to go on a trip with a kid, but there's so much planning that goes into that and packing and.
And
arranging
snacks.
And sure, oh my god, all the stuff, all the stuff. But you're fully out of diapers at this.
Oh
point.
Yeah, oh god, yeah.
Oh,
No, we're in a good zone. I like where we're at. I feel like we're out of the baby nonsense, and there will be no more. So we're good where that's concerned.
I'll never say never.
You know, a cold after the first day of school is just like, of course. What else would happen, right?
And not just a cold, like barfing and all
barfing
kind of other
and a
stuff.
Fever. Super, like 103 fever yesterday.
Oh
boy.
And then it burned right
hospital
out.
Time.
So that was one of those, like it went and then dropped down and she seems to be, I haven't gone out there yet. So I don't know if she went to school or if she's going to be lurking.
Right.
But anyway, let me read this to you.
Please
this
do.
Is
yes.
From,
this is the thing you mentioned.
This is from Reddit's, am I a bleep hole. Oh, I can say
I love
am I an asshole?
Right.
All right.
Right.
Am I an a-ho?
And we've had similar stories written to us about finances and the division of duties. So this kind of falls into that sort of that zone. This wife asked her unemployed husband to live with his parents after he was caught lying and people have thoughts.
Wait.
So listen, I'm just giving you the story. Just listen to this. I'll roll through it and then you get to solve the problem.
Okay.
Recently on Am I an Asshole on Reddit, there was a wife that wondered if she was in the wrong for asking her husband to move back in with his parents. And the circumstances that led her to do so were just too surreal not to share. So here is the story. My husband, 32, and I, 30, have been married for just over a year now, and things couldn't be rockier.
Oh, no.
I have a good job and make a decent... This is the woman writing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good job and make a decent amount of money, whereas my husband made not as much as me. Due to this, the fact that he was still living with his parents when we got married, we decided he would move in with me and I would continue to pay the rent and bills as long as he put money towards things we may need as a couple.
Like food.
My name is on the lease of the house, so this is her burden, I guess.
Okay,
she's,
all right.
She's saying. She continues. However, once we got married, he started to cut down on his work hours without saying anything first. He gave the explanation that I made plenty of money and for both of us, so he could just work part-time and do the work around the house while I was the main breadwinner. I was fine with this, a little upset that he had just assumed this would be okay, but I didn't say anything as this felt fair. He did do some work around the house initially, but spent the majority of his time going out to the bar, playing video games, to the point where I was the one both working and doing the cooking, cleaning, and other household chores.
Oh, no.
Then my husband told me he was laid off work 2 months ago for reasons out of his control. I assumed in this time that he would begin job hunting, and I began to pay for everything. The wife goes on, while I do earn a decent amount of money, it's not to the point where I can pay for rent, bills, groceries, insurance, contribute to the emergency savings, and finance the lifestyle my husband has started indulging in. I began paying for his nights out, subbing him money for trips to look for work, all while I was under the assumption he would be searching for a new job, at least to finance his hobbies.
Right.
About a week ago, I asked him how the job hunt was going, and he told me he didn't feel like it was worth it. He said to me that he was comfortable with what we had going now, and I was extremely unhappy, to say the least. I confronted him about how I was doing everything to finance and take care of our household while he sat around and played video games.
I'm sure he did think it was going fine. Why? I mean, everything's fine.
Perfect.
You're the perfect woman. You're the perfect wife.
During this argument, he let it slip that he actually quit his job, was not laid off, and never looked for another one.
So these looking for work trips that she was subsidizing were more lies. Oh, she's not the asshole.
Mm-mm. I was furious that he lied to me and told him I didn't want him in my home right now. Now, that's
good.
Like, but listen, like, here's the thing. And this is hard for some people when you start to, you know, become not just boyfriend, girlfriend, but true partners in a way that maybe you've never had in your whole life. You've never shared like that. You've never been all my money's your money.
Yeah, but he's not a partner, he's a leech.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying this is all
okay.
It's bumpy water to say the least.
Murky water.
Yeah, not smooth sailing in the beginning. Even if everything's cool, you still sort of have some adjustment period where people are going, "Okay, that's we're using my bank account and now everyone's
you don't even have a bank account. Okay.
Right. Fast forward to now, my in-laws are understanding to an extent, but are calling me a bleephole, the asshole, sorry, I can say that here, for not wanting him to come back home until he gets a job. I have seen my husband during this time, but never in our home. Always out somewhere. I no longer pay for everything, and his attitude towards me is making me question our entire relationship.
Fuck,
he's calling
yeah.
me an asshole for doing this to him, and I'm beginning to think he's right. Am I an asshole?
Nope. If anything, you're the grown-up in the relationship. I mean, what did you want to do? Adopt a grown man kid? A grown man child? Like, this is... I actually wish more people had the balls to do this. I'm sorry, but if you can't contribute to this household, you're useless to me. You're lazy. You're a freeloader.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Go live with your mom and dad. Your mom does stuff for you, not me.
I would love to hear from more people. So yeah. if you want to email us at Brynn@RadioAlice.com. The text doesn't really apply at this point in the show, so just email any contributions you can make on this subject. Here's the question, because I do think, how do I put this? There are people in life who do the bare minimum and always have. They always have. You know, I may have been a goofball and a fuck up to the absolute max. But I also always had a job and always had to pay for everything myself.
Yep.
So when I lost a gig, I had to get a new gig. There was never a point where mom and dad said, "We got you. You're fine. We'll float you. We'll take care of you." Like, that never was the case. And I do know there are people out there who they either are good at doing without, like, well, yeah, I can't buy stuff or do things, but I don't have to go anywhere and no one gets to tell me what to do.
Yeah, as long as the electricity's on and I can play video games, what do I care?
Right. So there's
they're not motivated, and they're right. Like, I know the people you're talking about. They're freeloaders.
I don't know if that we don't have that information on this story that we're presenting because it doesn't have. I can't talk to this lady, but I do wonder if there were signals or signs in advance of you know, stories that get told or friends that like laugh when he says mentions his work and they're like or whatever kind of thing,
right? Were there red flags that you just didn't look at
that might have led you to understand? And whether it might even be just talking to people as you get to know them and you see that they've gone long periods without work, or the fact that he still lived with his parents.
Although that these days with the price of real estate and renting, et cetera, I feel like as long as a person has a job and seems to be trying to adult, if they live with their parents, that wouldn't necessarily be a deal breaker, because in a lot of ways, it's smarter than blowing your money on rent.
No, I don't disagree, but I'm just trying to come up with ideas about how this person or the next person who's, right, you know, in a relationship and headed towards a marriage might be able to troubleshoot this in advance.
Right.
And be able to see. And this could be, look, it's not just men. It could be a woman that does the same thing. I've got a job, but then she in her head, she's like, I'm done with it, though, the second I move into your house.
You know, and I'm actually I am not opposed to man or woman being a breadwinner. If the other person is keeping up their end of the bargain by keeping the house clean, all the laundry's done, like, look, running a house is actually, that's why they call it housework. Like, wouldn't it be nice if the person who went off to work and paid all the bills came home and, I mean, does that sound awful? Like, they came home and dinner was made and the shopping had been done and the kids were cleaned up and, you know, ready for bed. And it wasn't just, you didn't walk back home from work and into chaos where the person who doesn't work is sitting on the couch.
Can you guys hear
games.
All that?
Hear what the now?
I no, yeah. I could hear. Right, I think I could hear Alex's stuff.
Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't
it's
hear
just
it.
His room. It's his fan. Just like a fan in there.
Oh, no. There was audio.
Yeah, yeah. That was my bad. Sorry about that.
Shit.
So that wasn't feeding us. Did that feed? Did it feed the secret show?
No,
just me. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah.
Actually, I kind of wanted to ask Alex his thoughts on this because Alex is a guy who is, he is married. Mm-hmm. Your wife does work, yeah?
No, she's not working right now, no.
She's not working.
Yeah, no.
Oh. Are you guys, and you live with your brother?
Live with my brother right now, yeah.
So the three of
my
you
brother
are,
is working, yeah.
Oh. Are you guys freeloading off of him?
No. I mean, we hold our both of our ends of the bargain. I mean, he definitely does make more, but you know, we both kind of split everything, and
so it doesn't. You're not feeling a vibe from him, like, hey, man, get out of my place.
No, there's definitely stuff there, though. As far you know, yeah, no, it's both of our place. We both split everything down the middle.
It's a roommate situation.
We're good. Yeah, it's more of a roommate situation.
Does your wife do some housework?
Yeah, I mean,
she's not sitting around games.
No, exactly. She helps out a lot where she can. So yeah, at the moment she's not working at the moment, but she will be when she has the opportunity to.
Right.
Yeah, it's just it is. I think it would be hard for me and my brother, no matter what the situation. Mm. We're definitely both older, and yeah, but it's like we've already talked about stuff. Like my brother's like, yeah, if you guys have kids, this is not going to work, you know, things
right.
like that. So, which is totally understandable. So,
how long have you guys lived together?
Me and my brother, we've lived together for a long time. I mean, out of the
10
house,
years?
Well, yeah, out of the house together like 10 years, but we grew up also in the same house as well.
No, anyways. I understand that part, but I'm saying so you've lived in this house where you're at now
yeah,
for 10 years.
For like 10 years, yeah.
And then you got married and your wife moved in.
Yeah.
How long ago?
That was. We got married about, we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary, but nice. She actually moved in a little bit before that. So, maybe a year and a half ago.
And
has
he
like
had live-in boyfriends while you've been living there?
He hasn't, but it's always been cool with me. I mean, he's always brought, you know, he's brought his boyfriend over and all that stuff, and they've slept over, and I've never had like an issue, but we did have a little issue when she first Uh-oh. Moved in. Yeah. It was,
oh.
Yeah. As far as like, it wasn't a super simple thing. Yeah. So it
right.
was me and my brother had to
so
discuss.
This is going to come to an end at some point here and you guys have to figure it out.
Yeah. It's just, I think what we talk about a lot on the show is
man,
the
life
whole
is tricky.
California thing. It's like, how do you
right.
do anything here, you know, without
being
well,
broke?
Yeah.
There's that.
It's. Uh-huh. I think that's one of the big issues, you know. So I think that's where
live?
My brother understands. We live in Concord.
Oh, well, that's right. Oh, my
well,
God,
look.
Concord. We were just taking a shit on Concord just the other day.
Yeah, you didn't even defend your hometown.
Don't think it's not my hometown. I grew up in Antioch. I was actually thinking about it, too. I was like, should I jump in? I was like, I probably should because they're just wrecking it. But at the same time, I was like
the land of the endless red light road.
Yeah, I'm not like connected to it besides like living there.
And also, you totally agreed with us. So
right.
there's that.
It's yeah. I don't understand why it's the happiest city. Yeah, so.
So look, I mean, you're in a position right now where you're learning your craft and
yep.
you know, the Aho show, I'm sure at some point will be a move you need to make in order to make money for, you know, to have kids or the
mm-hmm,
next
mm-hmm.
level of and to move out of that house. But for now, I at least would think your brother feels like he's working his ass off. He's in a great spot where he's training to become his own show someday. Like, you're not actually
you're
the
learning
guy
a lot.
From the story.
Right.
No,
no.
There's no, in no way. I mean, this guy has given definitely us, you know, because I am a video gamer as well, and he's given us
I know he's got a whole collection.
Total bad name, you know. Even though I will say, though, during the pandemic, I had a little problem going on, you know, because I wasn't working a lot, and
yeah.
so I was gaming a lot, and so me and my wife had a little issue there. As well. As,
what do you mean? Like she thought you were gaming too much or both of you were gaming too much?
She thought I was gaming too much. Yeah. And then she, she was not too happy with it.
She married you anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
nice.
But yeah, I was gaming till like around the time I wake up now. So,
oh boy.
I was going to bed at 3 a.m. and now I'm waking up at 3 a.m. So.
Well,
that's a
change.
Bad habit to get
it's
into.
It's terrible.
For
but
sure.
the thing with me is that I know, like, I don't ever want, because I've had to quit alcohol. And so
yeah.
I don't ever want to have to quit anything again. So I'm like, okay, let's not let this become a problem. So I generally try to stop. It's not the best reason, but it's like generally, it's like I don't ever want to quit playing video games. Like, I don't want to have to, like, you know, hang up.
You love it.
Exactly. So it's
off,
like,
right.
I will.
But you're
you know,
an addictive personality, so you need to you need to limit that. You can put a timer on or whatever. It's hard. It's just in the middle of a great game.
I love
just
that.
Finish this one thing.
That's my one
nice
thing.
Perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, one of the things I'll tell you about from my house, and it, you know, here's one of the problems about talking about this stuff is you don't always get the whole picture.
Yeah.
So sometimes, and I don't always tell the best. I'm not always the best storyteller either. And then it's also coming from one side as opposed to both sides.
That's what I was thinking.
Sides.
It's all about the person's perspective, right?
So, you know, it's hard to really give everybody a full picture of what's going on. But there have been times in the past where I've said to my missus, look, our lives are not really very fun right now. Maybe you need to quit work and just be at home with the kids. And you have that chance right now. Now's your chance. And we've talked about, I've talked with her about radio and like, look, I may end up done with my career by 60, 62, something like that. And it's not that far away. We're talking about 10 years. So take your break now, because after I'm done, you're going to be the one staying employed and having insurance for those kids and me. But, you know, mostly for those kids.
Sure.
Like, right. That's got to happen. So this is your chance to take a break. But she is also in her head like,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Yeah, but if that's how that's going to go, then we probably need the money now, too. So she has trouble like letting unclenching and going, I'll take a break. I should just take a break now. Why don't I take a break? So there have been,
you know, too, like technology goes so fast. I feel like if she steps away from it for a couple years, it might actually be difficult for her to get back in.
She's said that same thing as well. But that's what it comes down to. Now or never. Now or never. Take your break. Or you're not going to be able to.
Or assume you're never going to be able to. Right.
And that's just kind of where we've been at my house. So there's definitely a struggle. I know all marriages struggle one way or another with this kind of stuff. Some people work too much. Some people don't work enough. Kids get thrown into the mix. There's definitely, you know, I mean, one of the conversations we had, just like you were saying, which is, yeah, if you quit your job, we're not going to have people come through and clean the house. There's not going to be...
That will be your
There won't
thing.
Be daycare. You'll be the daycare. You'll be home with your kid. And so I also think that's scary for her.
Yeah.
I think that some part of her is like, I don't want to scrub
I like my identity as a working woman.
As a businesswoman, right.
Right.
Absolutely. So I get that everyone struggles with this, but this lazy mofo... I think this lady is spot on. She's not the bleep hole. And unfortunately, that's something that you hope they'd known enough about each other in advance of marrying that they wouldn't find themselves there. That's why you wait a while, in my opinion.
I agree.
That's why you wait a while, because you want that person to show himself as a lazy fuck.
They're not divorced, Bryn. She kicked him out of the house and said, go live with your parents. And everyone's now calling her the asshole. Meanwhile, she's like that lazy motherfucker.
Yeah, you just need to get a job.
Hey, you know, we were talking about Maria Athens. This is totally unrelated.
All right.
But when I said motherfucker, it reminded me. have a great Friday, you motherfucker. So Maria Athens is this news lady from Alaska. And we had a conversation this morning about, as every Friday we play some stuff from her. And today we played like the whole big long clip, which is just awful. There's so much awful going on there. And we, you know, pondered, like, where is Maria? Where in the world is Maria Athens? Like, what is she doing? My mom thinks she's in Florida.
What?
She says, you know that woman?
That is the land for her. She'll fit right in.
It's the opposite of Alaska. You know that woman who lost her cool over the air at her boyfriend that you play sometimes? Well, she's doing ads now because I've heard her voice. She does ads now. It's definitely the same person. Maria is down here doing ads in Florida. I'm telling you, it's her voice. Mom, is there some way you can tape that? Like, I mean, I get that no one has a tape recorder anymore, but is there some way, like on your phone maybe?
The internet doesn't know where Maria Athens is. Really?
Where is Maria Athens? Let's all ask. Maria Athens.
Bombshell reporter Maria Athens threatens to kill mayor. Like, there's so many. It's all from that time, though. There's nothing new. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Athens disappears.
Nope. I got nothing.
Right now, listen to this. Where in the world is Maria Athens? Right now, it's unclear where Ms. Athens is and whether she is still employed with Newslink Alaska or what kind of medical treatment she's getting. Yeah, there's nothing. Well, someone will tell us. Someone will find out.
Athens disappears. That's all I'm finding.
Yeah. She's just fucking gone. Like, she went up into the mountains. She's in the Yukon somewhere.
I will personally kill you and Mara Kimmel, my goddamn self, you Jewish piece of living fucking shit. You have met your match, motherfucker. You have met your motherfucking match. I can't believe I am such a good person and thought I loved you. I fucking hate, I don't even hate you. I will pray for your Zionist fucking ass, you piece of shit loser. And I'm putting this on the news tonight. Bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
I guess she put something on the news. What does she say? Uvinus?
Zionist.
Zionist. Got it. Okay. Jeez Louise, that lady. Well, listen, if anyone out there listening to The Secret Show can tell us where the fuck is Maria Athens, we would like to know. My mom says Florida. Mom, use your phone and tape the ads. You know, just like videotape them or whatever. I bet we could tell if it was her.
Oh, I think so, too. You know what's funny when you look her up is there are pictures of her like glamour shots where you're like, wow, she's great looking. And
gorgeous.
A couple others where you go, oh, she's Satan. Let me show you this
one. Yeah, like crazy eye stuff. I bet her ads go like, you get your motherfucking ass down to the motherfucking store and you buy this thing. Oh, yeah. You know what? She has crazy eyes. Yeah. Like she.
Some crazy eyes.
I'm not going to be able to see that, Vin. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. I actually feel like somebody made her look more demonic in that shot. Doesn't it look like someone like really worked on those eyebrows to make her look like the devil?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, look
scary.
At that. That almost, that looks like a, that, you know who she looks like?
Can you see
like?
That now? The
queen,
prince got it?
The stepmother in Cinderella. Not Cinderella, Snow White. Snow White's evil stepmother.
Oh, man, that is. Look at this. This is too scary to look at.
It's actually.
It's right out of a horror movie.
It is. She should go to Hollywood. She'd be
well,
great
anyway,
in horror
I don't.
Movies.
I, maybe I'll try to look that up over the weekend. Although I hope I have better things to do. But I do think that there's got to be some. There's no way this person disappeared. It's not possible.
Agreed. Someone has to know where in the world is Maria Athens. Okay, right. That's going to do it for us. Happy Friday, you guys. Send your emails along, your am I the asshole situations, your whatever you've got, funny stories, etc. Send them to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Oh, no, sorry. That's not what I say. The end.